This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palfat. President Donald Trump can be heard on tape pleading with the U.S. state of Georgia's election chief to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the state. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In an audio recording obtained by the Associated Press of a call Saturday between the president, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and others, the president says,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country.
In the call, Trump repeats a litany of claims of alleged voter fraud and irregularities, to which Raffensperger responds,
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Biden senior advisor Bob Bauer calls the recording irrefutable proof of Trump pressuring and threatening an official in his own party to overturn the election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Current U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was reelected to her position on Sunday. The House voted 216 to 209 to reinstate Pelosi after Democrats lost 11 seats in the November elections to command a narrower majority. This comes as a new Congress took office amid political uncertainty. Control of the U.S. Senate is undecided, and a Republican fight is looming over presidential election results. The Senate remains Republican ahead of twin elections in the state of Georgia on Tuesday. Multiple states and federal reviews have found no evidence of the sort of widespread fraud that President Trump claims. But Republican senators and some House members plan to challenge the election results on Wednesday. This is VOA News. India has granted emergency approval of two vaccines to fight COVID-19. The two vaccines are the British-developed AstraZeneca vaccine that is being produced in India and another developed by an Indian pharmaceutical company, Bharat Biotech. In a brief statement, the Drugs Controller General of India said both manufacturers had submitted data showing their vaccines were safe to use. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says new lockdowns could be issued across the country as cases of the coronavirus surge, particularly with a new variant spreading. The UK has seen upwards of 50,000 new cases daily as health experts note that the variant is up to 70% more contagious. The Prime Minister told the BBC on Sunday the country will do whatever it takes to get the virus under control, even if it means tougher measures in the weeks ahead. The U.S. has about one-fourth of the coronavirus infections globally, leading the world with more than 20.4 million cases and 350,000 deaths. India is second with about half as many confirmed cases and deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the global outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the U.S. had administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and distributed more than 13 million. In Russia, Health Minister Mikhail Murashko said that more than 800,000 people had received the domestically produced Sputnik vaccine. The health minister said that 1.5 million doses had been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. With COVID-related deaths and cases rising in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci acknowledges the country's coronavirus vaccine program is not where it wants to be, but he thinks it can get there. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The government missed their goal of getting doses to states by the end of the year, and states are using just a percentage of what they received, vaccinating only about 200,000 people a day.
We are not where we want to be, no doubt about that, but I think we can get there.
President Trump blames states. Dr. Fauci disagrees.
You have to have a real interaction, a real partnership between the federal government and the states.
He says President-elect Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million people in the first 100 days is realistic.
We can do 1 million people per day.
Fauci spoke on ABC's This Week. I'm Julie Walker.
100 people were killed on Saturday in attacks on two villages in western Niger. Prime Minister Brigi Raffini made the announcement following one of the deadliest days in recent memory for the country. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.